It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to Friday. It is a great day for a number of different reasons. We've got some requests to play this hour. We'll do another Now 55 CD giveaway. And at the top of that list, we've got Bobby Long in our studios. Bobby's here touring to promote his brand new album, which is album number 3. And we will check in with Bobby Long and find out what's going on in his life and career. But first, let's check out this song from the new album.
The start, still you can't change what's already done. So go lie awake at night and remember the tried, senseless words behind the harm that you've done.
Oh,
It's Border Crossings, and as promised, we're listening to the music of Bobby Long from a brand new CD, which is called Ode to Thinking. We welcome Bobby Long to our studios and to Washington, D.C. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, it is a pleasure, and congratulations on your new album.
Yeah, thanks.
I read somewhere where it took just a few weeks to put this together. You recorded in Texas.
Yes, right. Yeah, we recorded with a producer called Mark Coleman, and he works really fast, and I like working fast, so... And it was just me and him in the studio, like similar to this size. And it was great. Yeah, we kept on knocking out the songs. So
And this is album number three.
Album three, yeah.
And how is this different from two and one?
The first one I recorded in England. And the place always kind of influences the sound, I think. So I recorded that in London using kind of old recording, you know, we recorded on analog. Yeah,
was it home, right?
Yeah, no, it was that was kind of another one before, like a demo thing that I recorded at home. But this was done using like it was just all analog equipment on straight onto tape and done live. And the second one was definitely an electric album. I was playing, it felt like more like a band record, and I was playing electric guitar. And this one is kind of more based around the acoustic guitar. So
now, right now, you know, if you look at the music charts, there's a lot of influence from England. A lot of British stars are now affecting the sound of music. And is it a good time or not a good time for a British male guitar-oriented singer to be out there? Because you get compared to Ed Sheeran, you get compared to all these other British male singers that are performing these days. Sam Smith, and the list goes on.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. I know I've been compared to Ed Sheeran, thankfully, but like with Mumford & Sons, they definitely have I feel like they started something. Mm-hmm. People suddenly, everybody started playing banjo, and everybody started playing mandolin, and this kind of folk music, foot stomping folk music, kind of started getting popular again. And I've never really involved, I don't really make that kind of music. And I know those guys a little bit, and they're really, really nice, and I think what it's good that good music is in the charts. I'm not the biggest fan of them, but I definitely appreciate them, and I think that it's definitely a good thing they're up there, because, you know, it's good to have organic music in the in the charts. So I've definitely got a lot of respect for them. So.
And your roots are in folk music, as you mentioned. I guess your dad played a lot of folk music.
Yeah, they are, like Irish folk music, especially. My dad played. My mum sang, and that was kind of growing up was. The songs I heard, especially as a baby, is really dramatic. Actually, my dad used to play songs for me and my little sisters, and they all involved the gallows and bedtime, you know, bedtime with dad, you know, slack your rope, hangman, you know, and so like that kind of like dramatic side of and storytelling definitely resonated with me and stuck with me.
All right, well, Bobby Long is here, and if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us. Sure. Tell me what you're going to play.
This is a single, actually, from the record. This is called I'm Not Going Out Tonight. There is a place where she smiles a lot, in a darkened corner of a parking lot, before man walked upon the moon. When you play the swinging doors of a lonely saloon, she waits for me there. And there is a place where she still goes, in the wintry night where a story flows, before we all sold our souls for money, and the jokes we told were still considered funny. She waits for me there, in the cold hours of the morning, with the wind in her hair. But I'm not going out tonight, until the songs we know are all played inside. Oh, where the old cars empty rust, and the CD players start to gather dust. She waits for me there, in the cold hours of the morning, with the wind in her hair. There There is a place where we are together, where the mountain thyme grows around the heather. Before the drive-through cinema died, the truthful word replaced the one big lie. She waits for me there. And there is a place where I last saw her, in a hushed out tone and a borrowed fur. Just as the maps were changed, I took a wrong turn looking for a golden plain. She waits for me there, in the cold hours of the morning, with the wind in her hair. But I'm not going out tonight until the songs we know are all played inside. Well, old cars empty rust, and the city players start to gather dust. She waits for me there in the cold hours of the morning, with the wind in her hair. And there is a place, and it's not to be seen, where the air is young and the water's clean. Where the juggernauts cut the sailor's scar, on the moons above, riding a shooting star. She waits for me there. Oh, she waits for me there. Oh, she waits for me there. Oh, she waits for me there, in the cold hours of the morning, with the wind in her hair. But I'm not going out tonight until the songs we know are all played inside. Oh, where the old cars empty rust, and the city players start to gather dust. Somewhere only she knows, in the cheap spells of the morning, with the cold spell of my woes, with the cold spell of my woes, with the cold spell of my woes, with the cold spell of my woes.
Right, sounding great. Bobby Long, live here on Border Crossings on The Voice of America. The new album is Ode to Thinking, and you've come a long way since the cello.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's an interesting instrument to start off with and to end up doing the music you're doing now.
Yeah, it's just my mum, you know. Like, she, we've come from quite a musical family, so everybody played something, and she was always trying to make it difficult for me and my sisters. And I wanted to play guitar like my dad when I was like 9 or 10, and she insisted on doing something that was a little bit more respectful. And I played it for like 5 years, and then I quit, because it was just, I found it embarrassing, which is, I really regret the decision now.
And so you went into a grunge direction for a little while.
Yeah, I did. I just played in a few different bands at 16, and like just playing Nirvana covers, Rage Against the Machine covers, Black Sabbath. I still love that kind of music, but it never quite felt natural. And then I started playing acoustic, and I'm playing electric too, and been listening to slightly different kinds of music, and it felt better.
Mm-hmm. You can hear the influence of you list Bob Dylan. I can hear that sound in you. I hear Bruce Springsteen, although I didn't see it listed, but
I like Bruce Springsteen a lot. I'm not like the biggest fan of, I own pretty much every Dylan record, and I've seen Bruce Springsteen live. He's amazing, and I think he's magic, but I'm not quite as big a fan.
Mm-hmm. And you got a little Joe Cocker sound, you got a little David Gray sound, you got a little raspy, rough edge to you.
Yeah, well, Joe Cocker was a big part for me growing up, because I always had a bit of a rough voice, and I thought I was singing wrong. And then when I saw Joe Cocker, you know, especially the Woodstock, I give a little bit of help from my friends, I felt like, you know, maybe I wasn't singing wrong, and it was like maybe it's okay to sound like that, you know, which is great. And Richie Havens, too.
Yes, yes, yes. And as a singer-songwriter, when you write your music, because you've written everything, all the tracks on your new album, you wrote yourself. Now, when you write a song, what comes to your head first? The lyrics, the music, melody? What is the first part of the process?
It really changes every song, but I really write instantaneously. So I used to like keep lyric books, and I stopped doing that because I found like it stunted me a little bit, I felt like sometimes the melody would not be as good as the lyrics, because I was just more concentrating on using all the syllables possible and just trying to fit things in. So now I write, you know, if I was writing right now, I would write the lyrics and the music at the same time, and I feel like it works a bit better, and it I can always take stuff from the lyric books and stuff if I need little lines here and there and inspiration, but it's a bit more freeing.
It looks like, from what I read about you, that sometimes ideas come into your head unexpectedly and you turn them into a song right away. Like, for example, I read that while you were recording Ode to Thinking, you wrote another song.
Yeah, well, that always happens, and the studio is like my favorite place in the world, but there's a lot of waiting around. It's like waiting for a plane sometimes, and it being delayed because, you know, you can just, you know, some things need to be mixed down, mm-hmm. or you know, things aren't quite right, or you know, anything. You're waiting for food to be delivered, and I wrote a song called 1985, which was great, and it was. I was really pleasing because my manager came in that day to see, like just to check on proceedings and just make sure that we were happy, and she got to see it, this song turn out, so it was great.
And you studied writing music for film when in school, and I believe you wrote a song for Twilight that was sung by Robert Pattinson. Is that one of your friends in London?
Yeah, he was a buddy of mine, and it was just a weird. I became friends. We were both like playing music, and you know. I kind of did that course because I love film, and mm-hmm. and it wasn't necessarily writing music for film. It was more like you know, just putting sound on you know, as if, you know, anybody knows anything about film, if they were filming us right now and there was a crowd behind us, they're obviously not recording that crowd sound instantaneously. A lot of the time they put it on after, or even for you know, just walking noises, or mm-hmm. you know, they're recorded after and then put on, and just so you can control the sound. So it was more that it was more to do with that, although there was some elements of music in it. So, but he was just really gracious and just really liked this dumb song that I wrote with my buddy of mine, and it got on the soundtrack, which is great, along with like Radiohead, who I love, and it's a good start point.
And you have another film that you've contributed music to, I was reading.
Yeah, I just did a short film with this director called Stephanie Markham, who's like a fan of my music, and she, it was just really great. I just gave her two songs towards it, and it's like that collaboration is just it's amazing. Watching your music, you know, underneath some plot line or something. That's
right.
That's so cool, and it's really difficult getting your songs in films, and I've had it a few times where, with like reasonably big films, I'm like, yeah, it's happening. And then last minute, they decided that they want Lady in Red or something, you know, like Yellow Submarine. That's happened twice. You know?
So tell me the truth. Did you go to see Twilight just to see how your song was used and where it was used? And
I went,
sit in the back row and watch people's reaction? And...
No, I didn't. I went for like a little while. Mm-hmm. And then that whole thing was just a weird thing, you know. Nobody, I don't think anybody's expected to blow up, so
right.
I've never performed that song live, and I've, you know, it's all, you know, it's part of my history, I guess. It's a good start point, and
right.
You know, I've signed with different record labels, and I've released different albums now, and I did a poetry book, and it's always there, you know. it's always there, and I'm proud of the link. I just wish I had more to say about it, you know.
Right.
I wish I'd, you know, maybe I should have gone to the premieres and like, and
well, you
and
can still go to see Twilight. Say, hey, that's me. Stand up in the theater. That's me.
Yeah. Well, I get these like royalty checks.
There you go.
Like 20,
and that reminds you suddenly
20 cents from like Vietnam Air. You know. But yeah, no, it's great. I would love to have more songs in films, definitely.
All right. Well, we want to hear some more Bobby Long.
Sure.
So what's the next selection?
Well, I'll do that song that I wrote in the studio.
1985.
One, yeah, 1985.
Is there a significance to the year 1985 for you?
Well, it's just the year that I was born, and it was just... It just kind of came flying out of nowhere. I always wanted to write a song about the year I was born because I got given a video. My parents got given a video of things that happened in 1985 when I was born, and nothing really happened. You know, actually there was some political things that I can't remember exactly what, but like not a lot happened really.
Right.
So I'm just trying to stick up for the year, I guess. But yeah, this is 1985. Searching for reasons against the truth, withholding blossom against the blue. I seek the symbol somewhere for me. Who told the prophets where to find their dying order hung dry on the line? Oh, crying wolf now, not for me. The slow won't beat the fast, and there's no going back, for the heart only beats intact. And 1985 is paying in black. I saw the measure porter fill the cup. Oh, water spilled out, someone called it love. We won the measure, not the flood. Gold let the day break and the night stand still. Gold let the quicker try to have its fill. No crying wolf now, not for me. Time moves right along with another selfish song. Though the years have come and gone, 1985. Oh, 1985. Oh, 1985 is painted black. 'Cause something's in your head, like the coming tale of death. Oh, I shouldn't get upset or listen to a word they said. The 1985, the 1985. The 1985, the 1985, oh, 1985 is feeling black, 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 black.
Great. Love it. Bobby Long, 1985, your birth year. September 18th, coming up around the corner.
Yeah, it's scary.
The big day.
Big day.
The big 3-0. You leave your 20s behind.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous about it. I can no longer be that guy at the bar at 4 a.m.
That's it. That's it. No, you have responsibilities now.
Yeah.
Now, I was opening up the album and looked at the insert, the jacket, and it says a thank you to or dedicated to Amelie, Indy, and Rory.
Yeah.
And who are they and... Why would they deserve such an honor?
Well, I don't think they do. Not yet. But they're my little... I got two little nieces and a nephew, and I never see them, you know, so because they live in England. And they're only... I think Rory's about seven now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great. And I just... It's just a nice thing that... I can't really... I'm not very good at keeping in touch as good as I should be. So I just put it on there, and that's Christmas.
That eliminated a little guilt, is that it?
Yeah.
You just put the name in the CD. And
that's
something
for them
so
to
bad.
Aspire to, and just eliminates my guilt.
And you thanked a lot of people on the CD. There's
yeah.
a lot of people to thank, I guess. And you have you're doing a pledge music campaign as well to put
yeah.
the CD together.
Well, there's always so many people to thank when you make a record, because it's such, from the producer to management, record label agents and all those people. But I did this thing called Pledge Music where I was in between record label. I just left my first label, since signed to a new label, Compass Records, who were great. But at the time, I just wanted to... Pledge Music enables artists basically to raise money for their album. So just by pre-ordering it. So we did it, and it was amazing. We raised 100%. It was like meant to be a 2-month campaign. We raised it in the first week, you know.
Wow.
I feel forever grateful, and that's what all those thank yous are for.
Ah.
But yeah, it also makes just this album feels more special than the other ones in a sense, because you know it's everybody who pledged and pre-ordered the record. Just it was a direct collaboration between me and them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really, really special. So.
And it's a great outlet now for musicians.
Oh, it's amazing.
Many different ways to now actually make music
exactly.
without relying on a major label contract or something.
Exactly. Yeah, it cuts out the middleman. It cuts out the bank, you know. And mm-hmm. a lot of labels for a time would just, you know, there's some wonderful people who are great at working for labels and really believe in music and bringing through the right music. And those people still exist. And, but labels are really just—they're just banks a lot
yeah.
of the time,
and it's difficult. You have to be a businessman to a certain degree as well.
Yeah, exactly. But musicians aren't the richest people in the world, and this basically just enables you to kind of get hold of some money to make the record. If they want you to make the record, you know, the fans want you to make the record, then you make it, and you get to you then have more choices. And I've always with every record just. From the people I was working with before, I've always had absolute control over everything, but it gave me time mm-hmm. to find after leaving the first label to find my new record label and mm-hmm. and work out a plan and work out a release and everything else, rather than desperately trying to scrounge together some money. And it enabled me to record where I wanted to as well. So
that's great.
It was huge.
Your music on your terms.
Exactly.
Now, why did you call the album Ode to Thinking? What made you go with that particular song on the album as going to be the title?
I just like that. I just like the title of it. I was mm-hmm. going to call it something ridiculous.
Like?
What was it called?
Keep it clean.
No, yeah. it's going to call it Until It All Runs Dry or something.
Ah.
And then that sounded like a Fleetwood Mac album. So I was like, and I love Fleetwood Mac, or Stevie Nicks record. But I don't know. I just really like, it's more of a notion to myself I realize now how important educating myself is. And I used to be really opinionated mm-hmm. and I would find any argument and jump in the middle of it. You know, I'd share a thing on Facebook or something.
To start something, to provoke
yeah, no,
something.
I would share something that I had no idea what I was sharing, you know, something political and uh-huh. something.
Most people
liberal.
Don't.
Yeah, no, they don't. No. And I kind of knew about it, but then I realized that I didn't really know everything about it and I didn't know where the source came from. And it's just more of a nod to myself and to kind of remain educated and to, you know, I'm becoming more interested in what's happening socially. I think that's what happens to everybody as they get older. You know, you start to take want to take care of your surroundings more and you get out your own head. And it's kind of a nod to that, really.
We're talking with singer-songwriter Bobby Long, who's here from England, promoting his latest album, album number 3, Ode to Thinking. And you've been on tour with Steve Winwood, Dave Matthews. You played Bonnaroo, which is a teeny little venue.
Yeah, scary.
With a few close friends.
Yeah.
And then you do the intimate settings, too. I'm sure the coffee shops and things like that, the pubs and whatever. So when you're doing those kinds of things, do you have a preference where you like to play?
I like doing the bigger things as a band. Like, I just played Glastonbury Festival in England.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, that was great. But I did it as a band. So it was.
You got rained on, too, I read.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, it was my day was fine.
Oh, your day was fine.
But it was in the tent anyway. It was on the acoustic stage, which is like the biggest tent. On the Glastonbury, so I've done quite a lot of festivals like Austin City Limits and Bonnaroo, and I did them solo, and I didn't regret it, and I did great, and I definitely feel like I picked up some fans, but I've realized now that I like doing the bigger venues with drums and bass, because it helps you get through, it helps you strike through the
right.
You know, make a good first impression with loud noise, and then but I do like the clubs and coffee shops and venues and theaters now, and I quite like doing them solo, actually. I just like the easiness of just being on tour with just my guitar. It's just, you know, I turn up today on the train and got a few shows here, I go back to New York, and then I go to Pittsburgh and I meet with my tour manager and everything else. But this is just so easy. I just get to stroll in and I'm really relaxed. I just get to do what I love, which is play, and just and not have to worry about where the drummer is.
Right,
and the bass player's on the toilet.
You do a lot of shows around the world. You travel around the world.
Yeah, I'm fortunate in that where I've had a release in this album's just been released worldwide now. But I released a record in Australia. Hopefully, going to go back there in 2016, and I'm touring around Europe too, around Germany and. Eastern Europe and back to England and Scotland, and it's amazing being able to do that.
All right, well, if you wouldn't mind, Bobby, doing another song for us, sure. One more, we'd love to hear something.
This is a song called "Treat Me Like a Stranger." Say you can tell the different parts of me. One a fallen bird, another a lonely child. But if it's gonna be you, love of my friend, bury me a rock right until the end. And if you held a candle, light you at your end, but you won't light me up, not even a part of me. So let the colors run, my love for my friend, bury me in sand right until the end. Maybe for tonight, now treat me like a stranger, like I was never here, in the wake of the danger. One more time around, now treat me like a stranger, then you won't recognize me, then you won't recognize me. Turn me over, babe, turn me loose and under, and you can drift away, leave me to lonely tide. But I'm glad it was you, my friend and my lover, send me to the waves, send me down under. At least you told the truth, somewhere so high above, tied to the noose, the
parts of me swinging underneath. Somewhere so high above, tied to the tree, the parts of me, the parts of me, the parts of me. But maybe for tonight, now treat me like a stranger, like I was never here, in the wake of the danger. Maybe for tonight, now treat me like a stranger, oh, like I was never here, in the wake of the danger. Oh, one more time around, now treat me like a stranger, then you won't recognize me. Won't recognize me.
Great sound. Great sound. Bobby Long, and the album is Ode to Thinking. It's available now around the world, and I guess people can get a copy on your website.
Yeah, musicbobbylong.info bobbylong.info, musicbobbylong.com, or Amazon, iTunes.
And I'm sure you'd love to hear from people on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, I've
reach out to you.
I'm on tour too, from now on, pretty much.
So. Yeah, come and see him. Now, what's your website?
It's Bobby Long.info.
Bobbylong.info. All right, well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure to meet you and to hear your music. And again, the album is called Ode to Thinking. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings continues with more music.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Thank you. darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil.
Hoochie-coochie-coochie-coo! Vincent Price. And a Michael Jackson classic called Thriller. And a request from Alphonse, who is listening to us. And we appreciate your support here on Border Crossings. Thank you very much for requesting that song. Thanks again to Bobby Long for joining us. And we're going to continue with more requests. And don't forget, we've got our Now 55 CD giveaway coming up in a bit. But before we get to that, here is a request that came to us from not only King in Nigeria, but this is also from Edwina, who is in Sierra Leone. As everyone is thinking about the loss of Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston's daughter, who is now buried right next to her mom, we are going to play a song from Whitney Houston's collection and kind of remember Whitney and Bobby Christina. And this is called I Will Always Love You.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And of all you dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all this, I wish you
Whitney Houston, Border Crossings, I Will Always Love You. I want to say hello to a bunch of folks I will always love. Folks who've checked in with our Facebook page, facebook.com. We've got Julieta Narnar. We've got also Fel Bell, who's listening. Ryan Dombrowski, Degadu Patrick, Dawit Suleiman, Jock J., and many others who have checked in on our Facebook page to let me know they're listening. And I also got a bunch of messages from the fans on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I would like to acknowledge Degadu, who writes in to say hi and make a request. Brian Cabasso in Zambia checked in to let us know that he's tuned in. Janad Lancelot is listening in Ghana, and we're glad you're tuned in. Henry sent a message and made a request from Nigeria. And let's see, Amlaki Digafi is also listening to Border Crossings, and from Ethiopia made a request for John Lennon. So thank you all for listening and for checking in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London, which is a good place to be to make your requests and dedications and to also enter our Now 55 CD giveaway, which we're going to do right now on Border Crossings for today. And we're going to select our lucky listener of the day. And today's lucky listener of the day comes from Kuwait, Melanie Mangunsia, who is listening to Border Crossings from Kuwait. Melanie is the winner today and gets the Now 55 CD. So congratulations, Melanie. I hope you enjoy the Now 55 CD, which is loaded with hits. And some of those hits are from folks like Nick Jonas, Maroon 5, Andy Grammer, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Ellie Goulding. Quite a collection, and it's yours. Along with this request for you, Melanie, it's The Corrs, So Young, on Border Crossings.
Just to find it.
It's Border Crossings with the Coors. The Coors are a family of sisters and brother, and they are from Dundalk, Ireland. And we've had them on the show before. I really enjoy those nice young kids who are so young, just like the song, which is a request from Melanie. And by the way, if you're a Coors fan, you will be interested to hear they perform live in Hyde Park September 13th. They're scheduled to perform while they're working on a brand new record. So we're all excited because it's been a few years since they've put out a new record. Been on hiatus since 2006. They started together in 1990. My name's Larry London, and we have come to the end of another week. We've gone full circle with this one, and we're going to take a much-needed break for a couple of days, recharge, and we'll be back again on Monday's program at 1500 Universal. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks, Wagner. Thanks to Vince, and thanks to Marissa. I'm Larry London. This is the VOA1 Music Network.